Today, Kwari Nam is the 13th of March, and greetings, everyone. Here we are in cyberspace again. We've just had a beautiful guest today. You'll see his picture on the internet. And today, we've been thinking about gossip. That's the occupation of a lot of people, carrying stories about other people from one person to another. It creates negative karma for you if you gossip about another behind that person's back. If you hear gossip about somebody else, the wise thing to do is to let it die with you. And if you have anything to say about that person, say something good that will get back to that person and they will like you better. And you're spreading good karma around in a very wonderful way. We hope that answers that question. Another question here is about the family evening on Monday. That seems to have attracted some attention in our cyberspace congregation, the family evening on Monday, when the family gets together and praises each other. To put somebody down, to destroy their self-confidence, is like hurting them. You hurt their future, because if you gave them more self-confidence, you would help their future, and the good karma, what they did, would go right back to you. You cannot adjust the law of karma. It is unfailing, but you can mitigate it with intelligence. That means you can modify it. So if you hear gossip about someone, or if you find someone putting somebody down, to their face or behind their back, you be the one to put them up. In Hindu society, it's almost a negative cultural expression of knocking someone down to lower their esteem, to talk one way to their face and another way behind their back. That is all the lower instinctive intellectual mind. It has nothing to do with success. It has nothing to do with a balanced life or a loving life. It is destructive. Praise your children. Find the good things that they do and tell them how well they have done, and avoid tearing them down or mentioning that they're stupid or that they don't have enough brains or that they're too slow or that they're naughty. If you tell a child that he's naughty constantly, he'll be naughtier. If you tell a child he's nice constantly, he'll be nice. It just works like that. All the psychiatrists agree with that philosophy, to be sure, as well as mothers and fathers who really love their children and take an interest in their children. Well, I think we've answered a lot of questions today, and we'll be back again in cyberspace tomorrow. We'll be seeing you in our familiar place, you right in front of your computer, and me sitting right here at Kwari Nam, looking psychically at you. Om Namah Shivaya.